the company that I started, it's been 6.5 years. It's called CASSource. And before I was, believe it or not, in life insurance brokerage. And what I saw in the insurance industry, and I'm, again, from Buffalo, New York, my grandfather is in Niagara Falls, and him and his brother were general agents for John Hancock. John Hancock Insurance Company, a long time ago. My grandfather passed away way long ago, way too young, but has been like an icon in our family. A lot of people look up to him and, you know, came to school in the South, in Charleston, South Carolina, moved to Charlotte, North Carolina. It's like, what do you want to do? Well, I love finance. I wanted to get in the finance space. So anyway, moving forward, I kind of like, that was the dot-com era. And, you know, I kind of saw something. I was like, this is weird because I just keep hiring people at this very large company. It was almost like the boom of the baseball card industry. If you were to come in at the end, you're like, hold on a second. There's way too many Ken Griffey cards out here. I was like, there's way too much happening, too much good, too many people are making money. I didn't know anything of the time. And sure enough, the bottom falls out. The dot-com era ends and all that. So going forward, I get up in the insurance industry and, you know, built my career doing personal production and life insurance, and then eventually got recruited to join this large brokerage company some years later, and did that for 9 years and had a great run of it, but also realized that I wasn't running my own thing. I wasn't an entrepreneur. I wasn't doing what my grandfather did or what my father did in Western New York, which is he ran a dental practice and built a business and got really into the business side of things. And so I always knew I wanted to have my own business, but I had to put my time in, like we were talking about research and put your time in and think through things. And, you know, things change and my business changed hands and private equity groups got involved. And living in Charlotte, North Carolina at the time, some years ago, the banks were like, and they still are, but it was a banking place and everybody worked for the bank. And I said, I will never work for a bank while living in Charlotte, until I woke up one morning and one of my clients called me up. He's like, you sons of bitches, you guys just sold yourself to BB&T. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And BB&T is a big bank in the Southeast. And next thing you know, I worked for a bank literally overnight and I had no control over that. And I was just, you know, this was the beginning of the end for that, and changes were happening. So I built my own company, CASSource. It was a life insurance group, but I realized early on, and I knew this for a while because I studied marketing and I love stories and all this. I'm like, the storytelling, the messaging, all of that in the insurance world is just bad. No matter what angle, B2B, B2C, whatever angle you come at it from, I thought the messaging was bad. So I wanted to create content and I wanted to tell stories, but I wasn't going to create like a Buffalo Bills blog or, you know, I'm a big Ohio State fan, create an Ohio State. I just didn't want to do that. It had been done already. And I love sports. So I talked about sports and I talked about business and I read about it. So I was like, well, why don't I write about it? So I started writing about sports and business and creating analogies and just all the different intersections that live at that, kind of like we're talking about here. And what your movie, it was this intersection of life and sports cards and all that. So I started writing about it and creating content, and it became a, wait a second, what are you guys doing there? I thought you sold life insurance. And then it was like, they were confused at first, and then they said, well, can you help me out creating content for my business? And we're like, so we started doing that. And then other people took notice, and then people saw that. It's like that web of things that just start to come about. And then all of a sudden, because of that, we built a marketing company on the heels of it, knowing that disruption's happening, right? Disruption's happening in a lot of industries. It happened in the baseball card industry. It certainly happened in the life insurance industry with technology and just the changes with data availability. And so anyway, come with that, the marketing company grows. And then we started venturing off and forming relationships and partnerships with other groups. So we create this venture company where we just work different relationships with different groups and different organizations, help them create revenue for their business. So CASSource, again, is an insurance group. It's got a marketing company. We got these different ventures that we built out. And Sports Epreneur is that platform with the sports and the business aligned. And we have a podcast. And it's called Entrepreneur Perspectives. And the Sports Epreneur has a podcast. And really what it is, it's just, can we create amazing content? Can we work with people to help them feel optimistic about where their business is going? Because that's what it's all about. And it's just, you know, feeling compelled to help other business owners, help other entrepreneurs. And you see a story like you have, Stu, and you're like, wow, it resonates with me. Before I even saw it, it resonated with me. And then it was backed up by when I did see it. And it's like, well, let's tell that story. And how can we tell that story? And how can we help that person? And it is that paying it forward thing. But you realize that if you do enough of the right good things are going to happen, you know, usually. Yeah. And it's just, I want to have these opportunities to create in business. And create could be strategy. It could be a business deal. It could be truly writing an article. It could be doing a podcast. But we want to do it for us. And what do I learn from that? And then help do that for other business owners, whether it's on a podcast or working with them in their business and the team that we've created here. So it's a blank sheet of paper. And it's just, man, it's just a lot of fun. My mom, like I said, was an artist. I'm not an artist in that sense. I have a, you know, she's got a banner right where I'm sitting in my office right now, and she took this blank piece of canvas and she created her, you know, she created this amazing piece from that. And I want to do that. My wife writes some songs, and you can take a blank piece of paper and you can write a song from it. And I want to do that, but I want to do it in business, and I want to do it in writing and podcasting. And like, I want to afford myself the ability to continue doing those things for many, many years. And it can change, right? It could be dynamic. It can morph into something different. And that's why you keep showing up every day, because you don't know when that thing happens. And I see that with what you created, is you keep showing up into the movie world and all this stuff. And you got tons of changes in Hollywood and all that. And then one day you're like, I showed up because I had this idea. And then you get into that idea, and that idea becomes something else. And it's fascinating, and people need to be a part of it. And when I can see it from, if no one else even listened to it, and I just saw it, I'm like, man, I'm blown away by it. So anyway, that's probably the long of it, but yeah, that's what it became. And that's why we have conversations like this.